Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be talking about the long U sound. Super excited. I just need you to remember that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. All right, let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And remember to write neatly. We need to know whose work this belongs to. When you have finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down because we're going to do some coloring first. Now, I told you we are going to learn about the long U sound. And here's what you need to know. The long U sound makes this sound. Ready? U. That's it. U and U and U and U. Sometimes it can make the oo sound as well, kind of like a monkey, ooh, 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 and that's also a long U sound. So we can hear U or oo. So here we go. Look at the picture at the top of your page. I am going to sound out a word, and I want you to find it on the page. Ready? F-o-oot. F-o-oot. Flute. Flute. Do you see the flute? It's on that box at the bottom next to the girl singer. Yeah, maybe she's going to play the flute soon. Let's color our flute gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. It makes a nice gray color. So go ahead and color that flute. Flute has the long U sound. It says oo, like a monkey, like I told you. It can make that oo, oo, oo sound. And when I sound it out, it does this. It sounds like this. F-o-oot. And that's how I know it's a long U sound. I hear that oo. Flute. So you tell me, what sound does long U make? Yes, it can be U and U and U and U, or it can be oo. Very good. Okay, now this flute isn't that big. We're coloring it gray. I'm finished with my flute. I'll give you about 3 more seconds to finish your flute. 3, 2, and 1. All right, please put down your gray crayon or your pencil if you were using your pencil to make a gray color. And let's see if you can find this object. T-oon. 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 Tune. Boys and girls, tune. The kids are singing, the teacher's playing the piano, and it's all making a tune. A la 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 la. That's my tune. So let's color all the musical notes floating in the air. There are 2 up by the piano in the air. Let's color those 2 notes first. Those are making a tune on the piano. Let's color those purple. The 2 up by the teacher's piano. Let's color those purple. Go ahead. We're going to color the little notes flying in the air purple. The 2 by the piano. They are making a piano tune. Tune has a long U sound. Just like flute. It has that oo, 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 t, oon. And that's how I know. All right, so I have 2 purple tune notes. And go ahead and put your purple crayon down. And then there's a musical note next to the girl where hello, Mrs. Oldham, are you here? Yes, I am. Sorry, I got tongue-tied. If you'll look at the girl, she's holding a microphone. Right next to her arm is a musical note. See it? Let's color that one in pink. Find a pink crayon and color that tune that note that's making a tune, make it pink. Just real quick. Tune has a long U sound because what do we hear? We hear ooh, ooh, ooh. You got it. All right. Now, look at the tune, the musical note that's making the tune between the two kids' heads. See it? It's right between their heads. It's floating in the air. I wonder what they're singing. Let's color that one red. Find some kind of a red crayon and color the one between their heads red. It's making a tune. Maybe they're singing, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya, tomorrow. Oh, maybe not. All right, so we have a red note making a tune right between their heads. And then if you'll look next to the boy, there are two next to the boy. Let's color those two blue. Blue, some kind of a blue color. They are musical notes, and that means you can hear a tune. Maybe it's not tomorrow. Maybe it's fa la 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 la, la 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 la. The long U sound says ooh, 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 and sometimes it says you. It's true. Okay, so we have all of our tunes down. All of our musical notes are making a tune. So we colored all of the musical notes. All right, let's look for something else. Ready? Here we go. Try to find this one. Cube. 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 Do you see the cube? The flute is not on a cube. That happens to be a rectangular prism. Maybe you already knew that. The cube is the box next to the piano. I think it's there in case there's a short kid and he needs to stand on it, or she needs to stand on it. Let's color that cube orange. Find some kind of an orange crayon and let's color the cube next to the piano orange. Cube also has a long U sound. You can hear it when I sound it out. You can hear U or oo. Ready? Cube. Which one did you hear? U or oo? Yes, U. Cube. I hear the long U sound. And I think this cube, this box, is there for any kid that's short and needs to stand on it. They probably move it to the front. And I'm here to tell you, I'm super short. I am. It's okay. I'm learning to live with it. But I definitely would have had to have standed. I would have definitely had to have stood on that box for sure, on that cube, which has a long U, like tune and flute. They all have the long U because long U can say you and you and you and you, or ooh, 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 like a monkey. All righty. Finish up that cube. Take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, put down your orange crayon. Look for this. Ready? Huge. 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 Boys and girls, I want you to color the sign hanging up. It's a huge sign. It has huge letters. Let's color the sign and the letters green. The sign and the letters. It says, "Welcome, parents." That's what the sign says. Color it green. The whole thing. The sign and the letters. So huge has a long U sound. Let's listen and see if we hear you or ooh, because they both count. Ready? Huge. I heard you. Now, even though huge only has 3 sounds, huge, I'm here to tell you, when you read it or write it, there are actually 4 letters. I know! It's true. That's because there's this silent letter at the end. It doesn't make a sound, so we can't hear it. That's why we only hear the 3 sounds. Well, some people call that letter a bossy letter because it tells the U to make the long U sound. Do you know what letter that is? Some people call it super because it's dun-da-da-da. It tells the U to make a long U sound. Some people say it's magical. Whatever you call it, do you know the letter? We can't hear it, but we have to write it and we have to know how to read it. Yes, it's E. Bossy E, super E, magical E. I don't know. I just want you to know it. I just want you to know it. All right, I have finished coloring my huge sign. It is huge. I'm going to give you 6 more seconds to finish coloring your huge sign. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, boys and girls, one last one. Ready? Cute. 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 Boys and girls, I think the boy wearing his tie is so cute, and the girl with the bow around her dress is so cute. Let's color his tie blue. Find a blue. I'm going to do a light blue, but you can do any kind of blue. Color his tie because it is so cute. He's all dressed up. Cute has a long U sound. Cute. There it is. It says U and U and U. Cute. And then let's color the girl's bow around her dress. You know it. What do you know? Yep, pink. So we have a blue tie that is so, so cute, and a pink bow that is oh, so cute. Pink. I can't find, there's my pink crayon. Pink bow. Boys and girls, cute rhymes with something else in our picture. Cute and cube. Do those rhyme? Cute, cube. No, they don't end the same way. How about cute and huge? Cute, huge. No, they don't end the same. What about cute and flute? Yes, because they end with the same t sound. Cute, flute. That's how you know they rhyme. Okay, put down your blue and pink crayons and find your pencil. We're going to do some work at the bottom. Let's look at number one. I am going to tell you the names of those pictures. You're going to color it if you hear the long U sound. Ready? Here we go. The first picture is a baby that is so, so, so cute. Cute. Yes, we already talked about that one. Circle that baby. It's so cute. The next picture shows no sound, and that means mute. Mute. Yes, I hear the U. Mute. All right. The next picture shows a hut. Hut. I don't hear the long U sound. Skip it. The next picture shows a sand dune. D. Oon. Yes, like a monkey. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So that's a long U. Circle that picture with the sand dune and the sun. The next picture shows a rug. Rug. Nope. And our last picture shows the sun. Sun. No, leave it alone. So let's check. Hopefully you circled the cute baby, the mute button, and the sand dune. All right, now let's look at number two. There's that four-letter word. It has a T-U-N-E, and that E is silent and makes the U say the long U sound. So let's try it. T-U-N-E, tune. Let's try the monkey one. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Let's try that one. T-U-N-E. Yes, tune. Trace the circle around the U. That's our long U. And trace the circle around the E. That's that. Bossy E. It tells the U what to say. Or you could call it super E or magical E or silent E. Scoot over. I see a T, a space, and an N. What should we put for the oo sound? Yes, put your U in that space. Now we have T, U, N, and we need to add E. Yes. Now scoot over and let's write tune again. T, T, T. Oo is U. N is N, and we need E. Yes, sir, Bob. Let's try number three. I see that E at the end, so it's going to make the U say the long U sound. Let's try it. Cube, cube. Yes. Trace the circle around the U. There's our long U sound. Trace the circle around the E. That's bossy, magical, and super. Cube. Now we scoot over. We have a C, a space, and a B. What should we put in the space to make it say cube? Yes, we need our long U. Put a U. Now we have C, U, B, and we need to add next to the B. Yes, the letter E. Now scoot over and write cube one more time for me. C-U-B-B-B. Silent E. You should have C-U-B-E for cube. All right. Let's look at number four. Now, this might be hard. I want you to know that that's like that bottle or that beaker has some smoke coming out the top. We call that in fancy language fume. Let's write fume. I'll help you. F. U, there's our long U, M, and what do we need at the end? E, so let's check it. F-U-M-E, fume, you got it. And number five, that's a tube. It's a science tube to put liquid in. Let's spell tube. T-T-T-U-U, even though it, yep, it's our long U. Yeah, it's our monkey sound. Ooh, so we have T, U, B, B, B. Right now, if you just keep it T, U, B, that says tub. We needed to say tube. So we need to add our silent E. So check it. You should have T, U, B, E, tube. Remind me, boys and girls, long U can say what two sounds? It can say you and you and you and you, and it can say ooh, 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 like a monkey. Boys and girls, we did it. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.